PCS Stress and Education. This is your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez. PCSing can be exciting, but it is also known to bring a lot of stress. Luckily, a representative from the 86th Medical Group was able to share ways to manage PCS stress. With more, here's U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Ryan Grossklag.
PCS season means big changes, new assignments, new homes, saying goodbye to friends, and settling into unfamiliar routines. U.S. Air Force Major Jessica Mead from the 86th Med Group Population Health shares some ways to keep stress down during a transition.
So first, we want to keep communication open with your family and the people around you. Second, stick to your routines as much as possible, even small anchors, family meals, regular exercise. Third, make time for stress relievers. That might mean a workout, journaling, prayer, mindfulness, or just calling a friend. You don't have to power through everything alone.
Mead also said, don't be afraid to ask for help, whether it's your leadership, chaplain, MFLAC, or mental health services.
Moving on to education opportunities. The military is host to many opportunities for service members looking to advance their education. Here's U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Robert Johnson with more.
The May 2025 term for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University starts on May 31st with a tuition assistance deadline by May 24th. Zachary O'Neill, Embry-Riddle Assistant Campus Director, shares some courses available.
For May, we'll be offering two EVC courses. We're going to be offering Statistics 211 and Aviation Legislation. So if you want an in-person class, you can come do that.
O'Neill also added, if you are not a student yet, you can stop by their offices at Sembach, ROB, LARMC, Baumholder, or Ramstein.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez.